Osho, this, a thousand times this, the very essence of Zen. Talks given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 2.
Beloved Bhagwan, when Seppo was living in his hermitage, two monks came to pay their respects. As Seppo saw them coming, he pushed open the gate and, presenting himself before them, said, "What is this?" The monks also said, "What is this?" Seppo lowered his head and returned to his cottage. Later, the monks came to Ganto, who said, "Where are you from?" The monks answered, "We have come from south of the Nanrai Mountains." Ganto said, "Have you ever been to see Seppo?" The monks said, "Yes, we have been to him." Ganto said, "What did he say to you?" The monks related the whole story. Ganto said, "Alas, I regret that I did not tell him the last word when I was with him. If I had done so, no one in the whole world could have pretended to outdo him." At the end of the summer session, the monks repeated the story and asked Ganto for his instruction. Ganto said, "Why didn't you ask earlier?" The monks said, "We have had a hard time struggling with this topic." Ganto said, "Seppo came to life in the same way that I did, but he does not die in the same way that I do. If you want to know the last word, I'll tell you simply this, this."
Manisha, I am immensely grateful that you have reminded me of Seppo. I have always wanted to bring Seppo to you, because he is one of the most precious Buddhas who have walked on the earth. He was unique in his own way, in his teaching, words were not important, but only thisness, the utter silence of existence. The chattering of the words are are the only holy scriptures in the world. And the commentaries of the bamboos are really honest, sincere, and to the point. Seppo would have loved this assembly. This moment of his silent waiting. He was not so fortunate as I am. He had few disciples. But that is very unjust of existence. Seppo should have the whole world as his disciples, because what he is giving is the ultimate essence . This was Seppo. They have all gathered here. This story makes Seppo's method of teaching clear. When Seppo was living in his hermitage, two monks came to pay their respects. As Seppo saw them coming, he pushed open the gate and, presenting himself before them, said, "What is this?" The monks must have been at a loss. In fact, suppose opening the gate, standing before them, was a question to be asked by them, but before they have said anything, Seppo himself without being questioned answers, "What is this?" In utter confusion, those two monks said to Seppo, "What is this? We have not even asked, we have not even entered the gate, we have not even said hello to you, and you open the gate and is standing before us." irrationally ask, what is this? In fact, we ask you about your behavior . What is this? They miss the point. Seppo lowered his head and returned to his cottage. This lowering of the head of the master is a deep sadness about the misunderstanding these two monks have sown. And he returned to his cottage because there is no point of saying anything more. He has already said more than is absolutely essential. This becomes clear that he has already said more. Later, the monks came to Kanto, who said, where are you from? Kanto was Seppo's master. The monks answered, we have come from south of the Nandri mountains. Kanto said, have you ever been to see Seppo? The monk said, yes, we have been to him. Kanto said, what did he say to you? The monks related the whole story. Kanto said, alas, I regret that I did not tell him the last word when I was with him. If I had done so, no one in the whole world could have pretended to outdo him. At the end of the summer session, the monks repeated the story and asked Kanto for his instruction. Kanto said, why did not you ask earlier? The monk said, we have had a hard time struggling with this topic. Kanto said, Seppo came to life in the same way that I did. But he does not die in the same way that I do. If you want to know the last word, I will tell you simply, this, Kanto is saying that to ask what is this is not exactly right. The existence cannot be questioned. It cannot be a what. It simply is. Without any question and without any answer. Simply this. This is a small anecdote converging in the smallest possible word, this, gives you the very essence of religiousness. The mystery of it, the beauty of it, the truth of it, you cannot answer and you cannot ask. You have simply to live. To live thisness. In Gautam Buddha's words, suchness, tathata, is the whole of religious consciousness. Just live this moment in its totality, without wavering. Neither thinking of the past, which is no more, nor projecting about the future, which is not yet. All that you have is the purity of thisness, this moment, and the glory and the ecstasy cannot be higher, cannot be deeper, if you can understand the simple experience of thisness. Secho's commentary on it, the last verse, let me tell you, light and darkness intermingled, living in the same way, you all know, dying in different ways, beyond telling. Absolutely beyond telling. Buddha and Dharma only not Buddha and Bodhidharma. Dharma is a short form of Bodhidharma. Buddha and Bodhidharma only nod to themselves. They not even utter the simplest word, this. They simply nod. In their nodding, is said everything, sayable, unsayable, in their nodding, is the whole mystery of existence. East, west, north and south, homeward let us go. Late at night, seeing the snow on the thousand peaks. As I have told you before, Secho is a great intellectual. But he is not an enlightened man. Once in a while, he makes a comment that is beautiful. But it is coming out of his head rather than out of his being. He is not accounted in the long line of Buddhas. He remains only a commentator. And a commentator, however great, is simply repeating, paraphrasing the experience that is not his own. I don't want you to be commentators. I want you to be in the very center of existence of your being. That is the only way to understand this tremendous mystery that surrounds you. Seppo is also known as Sui Feng. Seppo once spoke of an incident that contributed to his awakening. When I asked Master Toku-san whether I could share the experience that the ancient masters knew, he struck me. And I was like a bucket whose bottom had just dropped out. Ganto uttered a warning ho and asked, "Don't you know what comes from without is not as good as what is produced within?" If you were revealing your experience of Chan or Zen or Dhyan, everything that you said or did would flow directly from the center of your innermost being, which in turn would embrace and penetrate the entire universe. Upon hearing this, Seppo suddenly was enlightened and made a deep bow to Gento. These beautiful stories and these beautiful people have disappeared almost from the world. They were not plastic and they were not phony. They were utterly innocent, authentic. I want my people to bring those golden moments which have disappeared from the world. There is a story about one of Sepo's disciples named Kuzan. When he first went to Sepo, he had hardly entered the gate when Sepo pushed him over and said, "What is this?" And Kuzan was immediately enlightened. Forgetting himself, he just lifted up his hands and danced around. Sepo said, "Are you behaving rationally?" Kuzan said, "What has this to do with rationality?" Sepo stroked his back and confirmed his enlightenment. A dance can say much more than any philosophy. A simple shout, "Ho," can bring you to this moment. Anything that can bring you to your home is the only religion I know of. The so-called religions of the world are simply deceiving and exploiting people. People have to be awakened. Zen has become my most loved for the simple reason that it does not create any theology. It does not bother about God, because God is always that. God is always there. And the real concern is this, not that. Here, not there. Now, not then. Sepo was cutting trees one day with Chozai and to him said, "When you cut, cut to the heart. Then stop. Josai said, I have cut and finished. Seppo said, former masters transmitted the truth from mind to mind. Would you really say that you have cut and finished? Josai said, throwing the axe to the ground, it is transmitted. Seppo struck him with his stick. It is out of tremendous love and great compassion that a Zen master ever struck anybody. This is a different language of saying that you have got it, that you are enlightened. A master's stick is awaited by the disciple for years, because he will hit you only if he knows that his hit is going to awaken you, or he will hit only when you are awakened as a reward. In the modern world, it will not be at all understood. When for the first time Zen stories were translated, everybody thought that they are some kind of jokes. They are not jokes. But because they were translated first by Christian missionaries, just to show to the world that look at the greatness of Christianity and look at these primitive people, thinking that they are enlightened, but the whole thing misfired. These stories were translated by Christian missionaries to prove Christianity's superiority. But in fact, these stories, if understood, experienced, simply prove that there cannot be anything superior to them. Their utter innocence. Just look at the disciple dancing. Because he have got it. Just look at the master hitting to the disciple as a reward. This is possible only at the very heights of consciousness. Man has progressed technologically, scientifically, but man has forgotten that the language of his own being. There is progress in gadgets, but man is completely lost. I want you to remember that your first task in life is to be fully holy, aware of yourself. Because without being totally aware, you will never know the beauty and the splendor of this existence that surrounds you. You will never know your birth, your death. You will never know really that you ever lived. Without being aware, you are all somnambulists, walking in sleep, talking in sleep, and you have become so accustomed of your sleep that you can do even complicated things while you are completely asleep. You can be efficient in doing certain jobs while snoring within your being. The whole world thinks that in the morning they wake up, and by the evening they go to sleep again. It is sheer nonsense. Once you wake up, you never go to sleep. So the waking in morning is just fake, very superficial. You have to learn the authentic awakening. Seppo was saying goodbye to Tozan, who asked him, "Where are you off to?" Seppo answered, "I am going back to Rechu." At that time, "What road did you come by?" asked Tozan. "By Henry," answered Seppo. "And by what road are you going back?" asked Tozan. "The same road," Seppo answered. "Do you happen to know the one who never leaves is Henry the road? People come and go. The road remains." Tozan is reminding Seppo that don't be a coming and going, but be a remaining. There is nowhere to go. You are already there. Just realize it. Seppo said, I don't know that one, that remains. Why not? Asked Tozan. Because the one has no personality, answered Seppo. Tozan said, you say that you don't know that one. If so, how do you know that the one has no personality? These dialogues are so totally different from the dialogues of Socrates and Plato. Beautiful dialogues, very rational, but these dialogues are simply of another world, of another consciousness. Tozan is a great master, an old master. Although Seppo has understood, is enlightened, but just to be enlightened is not enough. There are many dimensions to enlightenment. Tozan is trying Seppo to enter into another dimension. He knows isness, he knows thisness, but he is not aware that awareness has no personality. Still it is. It has no limits to it. Isness is oceanic. It has no boundaries. It is so beautiful just to hear enlightened people tricking each other into new dimensions of being. Manisa has asked, beloved Bhagwan, is it really this easy? Manisa, easy is not the word. Because it brings the idea of difficulty. However easy, it is still difficult. However close, it is still far. Your being is neither difficult nor easy. It simply is. It is not your achievement. You are it. Manisa has asked another question. Ganto seems to be saying that Seppo became enlightened, came to life in the same way that he did. Is it true that the realization of enlightenment is the same for everyone? The ultimate experience is certainly the same, but the paths are million. Somebody comes from the north, and somebody comes from the south. A river comes from the Himalayas. Another river comes from other mountains, but they all reach, bigger or small, to the same ocean. The ultimate experience is the same, but people differ in their uniqueness. Hence, their ways of revealing themselves to themselves are different. Everybody is born in the same way, but everybody does not die in the same way. Birth is not in your hands. When you awaken, you are already born. It is not a question for you to decide to be born or not to be born. But death is a different matter. You can die unconsciously, you can die consciously, you can die joyously, you can die dancingly, you can make a joke of death itself. The birth is the same, but the death has to be unique. But most of the people are born in the same way and die in the same way. Both are unconscious. But remember, if birth and death, the two ends, are unconscious, that which is in between, the life, cannot be conscious. It is a long sleep from the cradle to the graveyard. Very few are fortunate enough to reach to their grave knowingly, consciously. And the moment a person reaches to his death consciously, there is no death at all. Death exists only for unconscious people. For the conscious one, death is only a change of time and space, a change of form, but the essence remains the same. Seppo has made you serious. A little laughter before we enter into meditation. Barbara bust line is about to undergo a minor operation. She has been prepared and wheeled along the corridor to the doors of the operating room, where the nurse leaves her to check if the surgery staff are ready. The nurse has just left when a young man in a white coat comes up to the trolley. Lifting the seat, he begins to examine Barbara's naked body very carefully. Then he nods reflectively and walks away. Then a second man in a white coat comes along, lifts the seat and examines her too. But when a third man similarly dressed comes along and does the same, Barbara becomes impatient. "It is all very well examining me," she says terribly, irritably. "But when are they going to start the operation?" "I have just no idea," replies the man. "We are just painting the corridor." Dr. Pinch Bottom, the white house medical man, is giving the president and the first lady their annual checkup. The doctor examines Ronald Reagan first and finds him to be in good health for a man in his condition. "And how do you feel?" asked Pinch Bottom. "Great," replies Reagan. "Life is so great that even when I go to the bathroom at night, God turns on the light for me." Dr. Pinch Bottom is puzzled, but does not say anything and starts examining Nancy Reagan. When he is finished, he asks her, "Tell me, is it true about God turning on the bathroom light for Ronald at night?" "Ah, no," says Nancy, "he is just pissing in the fridge again." Same Sekal, the sharp middle-aged company director, is a great believer in efficiency. One day he hangs up a sign in the main office which reads, "Do it now." Within the next few hours, the cashier disappears with the contents of the company's safe, same secretary elopes with his eldest son, most of the staff take the day off, and the office boy throws a bottle of red ink into the air conditioner and then catches the next plane to Pune. He must be here somewhere. Now it is time to have a small daily meditation. Nivedana. You start gibberish. Absolutely silent. Gather your energy within yourself. This is what Seppo means by this. This. The bamboos, as usual, are giving their comment. Nivedana, relax, let go. this, even the bamboos have become silent. Nivedanam, you come back. Okay, Manisa.
Yes, Bhagavan.